Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Broadband Exchange, which is Telecompetitor's podcast. I'm Ian Desher, Pivot's Director of Media and Story and Managing Editor of Telecompetitor. Today is the second of a three-part series about the BEAD program. We're speaking with Lori Adams, Vice President of Broadband Policy and Funding Strategy for Nokia. Nokia has shown leadership in rural broadband, in particular as it relates to the BEAD program. In 2023, Nokia was the first to announce U.S. manufacturing of broadband network electronics products for the BEAD program. And in 2024, Nokia was the first technology vendor to self-certify its fiber products manufactured in the U.S. for BEAD, ensuring each is Buy America compliant. Today's guest, Lori Adams, is a key member of the Nokia Government Affairs Americas team. In her role, Adams is responsible for developing strategies and tools to enable increased company participation in state, federal, and international programs, supporting infrastructure deployment by Nokia's business organizations. Adams is a highly skilled telecommunications attorney and senior executive with more than 20 years' experience and a successful track record in the government and private sector. This includes extensive experience with business development, federal, state, and local telecommunications issues, legal and regulatory matters, grant funding, municipal broadband, strategic planning, project management for large, complex projects, public policy, government affairs, lobbying, and public speaking. Adams has a Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology from the American University and is an honors graduate of the University of Baltimore School of Law. The second episode is about BEAD procurement challenges. In case you missed it, in our first episode, we talked about lessons learned from early BEAD awards. And in our third and final episode of the series, we'll discuss BEAD deployment challenges. Just a quick note before we dive into the podcast. The status of the BEAD program remains a developing story, and we expect there to be some substantive changes to the program once a new NTIA administrator is confirmed. But for now, BEAD is business as usual without any delays or changes. Telecompetitor and Nokia are committed to being a source for accurate and timely BEAD information and will continue to keep you updated as additional program information becomes available. Let's get into it. So let's talk about procurement. What procurement challenges are you seeing for BEAD projects right now so far, or what procurement challenges do you expect to see?
Procurement is always a challenge, right? I mean, it's a four-letter word. Everyone hates procurement. There's all kinds of arcane rules that a lot of folks have to, especially if you're a public entity or a public project like BEAD, public program, you have to follow. There's a couple of things that have streamlined procurement for BEAD, and a lot of people aren't, NTIA a year ago issued out some guidance that essentially addressed something called a fixed amount award. And a fixed amount award is really just a kind of a term of art, a designation for the type of award that you are receiving. And I mean, theoretically, every bid, every application that you submit is a fixed amount award, right? You're not getting more money than you're bidding on. So it's fixed. But again, it's sort of a term of art. And what this means is, like Louisiana, they upfront in their volume two initial proposal for BEAD said, we are going to be designating all of these awards, fixed amount subawards. So the guidance NTIA put out a year ago allows anyone who is receiving a fixed amount subaward to bypass procurement, essentially, that is required under the CFR Part 200 rules, which are these, set of Code of Federal Regulations that apply to federally funded projects. And it's about cost principles. It addresses procurement, types of procurements. And for fixed amount awards, those sort of CFR code rules go away. You don't have to worry about them so much, right? There's some, I mean, that's not a legal term. Make sure you're checking your all of your legal requirements, but essentially that's the short of it. And the reason being is because they're assuming that if you're submitting a fixed amount award bid, that you're going to be submitting a competitive bid. And so therefore you have received competitive pricing and you don't have to go through that on the back end. Now, the things that are going to complicate procurement are timing, because a company has 4 years from the time they receive the award to build out their BEAD project. In some cases, they may have bid a faster timeline. And so you are required to stick to the timeline that you commit to. And so that includes things like all of your environmental assessments, getting your materials and supplies and things like that. So you really don't want to eat up any of your time frame for deployment dealing with procurement messes, right? I would tell anyone, do procurements up front, get your quotes up front, make sure that your budget is accurate, because you don't want to find out that you're underwater, underbidding your costs as part of your budget plan. So the procurement stuff is really going to be challenging, right? You know, I think it's going to benefit applicants to do as much as they can up front. There are rules that will streamline the procurement process, allow folks to bypass procurement. And then, you know, because once you get that award, you really need to be ready to go. And an example of this is Louisiana, who is allowing applicants to access an additional 10% of their reimbursement availability upfront if they have a commitment to purchase Buy America required products for BEAD, which is essentially a purchase order. So in Louisiana, if you come to the table while you're signing your subrecipient agreement and you say, here's my purchase order for BAVA equipment and materials, then you can access an additional 10% of those reimbursements up front. So there's a benefit to having all of your ducks in a row as soon as you can.
Great. So speaking of the Build America, Buy America requirements, how do you think those are going to affect the procurement process?
It is going to convolute it in a couple of ways, not because BABA is a difficult requirement to achieve. It is not, right? The Buy America rules for BEAD are, NTIA did a really good job of creating a waiver for Buy America rules that was reasonable and achievable. And so right now we have 25 companies, manufacturers that have self-certified that their products meet these Buy America requirements.
And I'll jump in there, and I should point out that Nokia was the first company to self-certify back in August.
Thanks, Ian. Absolutely. And, you know, everyone took this mandate very seriously. And so there's 25 companies that have self-certified. All you have to do is, if you want to know what those products are, go to the NTIA self-certification list, and it will link you to the manufacturer's website where they have those products listed on their website, all of the products that meet the BEAD requirements. So it's not hard to achieve the BEAD requirements, BABA requirements for BEAD. The challenge is going to be that a lot of people don't understand still how the waiver works. And, you know, the waiver is essentially set in place so that applicants don't have to ask for waivers, right? What NTIA did is upfront, they said, okay, we are relaxing the requirements for BABA. These are the products that are waived, and these are the products that are going to require to be manufactured in the U.S. And so what that means is that no one needs to ask for a waiver. And in fact, additional waivers would only be granted in extreme circumstances, I think. The only entity actually eligible to submit a waiver request is a state, not an applicant, because the state is the recipient. And, you know, NTIA has what they've set out is pretty well achievable. So they are not going to really entertain additional waiver requests for BABA. But a lot of people don't understand how that works. And so I think there's going to be a lot of, again, going back to your first question on procurements, there's going to be a lot of people who don't understand this. And so, and in fact, we've seen early on in some of the state application requirements that they are not really understanding how the waiver works. So it's a tricky process. It's really not difficult if you kind of boil it all down, but there's a lot of folks who just don't understand how it all works yet.
And you've talked about this some, but in what other ways do you think that NTIA's flexible procurement guidelines are going to affect the process?
I think it's going to be very helpful because, as you know, those 25 companies that have self-certified U.S. manufacturing, the vast majority of those companies are manufacturing products in the U.S. for the first time, and specifically for the BEAD program, which means that you don't have kind of a BABA, I joke around, we have this BABA store of inventory just sitting around where you can walk in, you know, in a theoretical sense and pull BABA equipment off the shelf, right? We're manufacturing these products as we speak. So the sooner you can get your order in, the sooner you can get delivery. And if you have, you know, $42.5 billion worth of funding programs ongoing at the same time, there's going to be a demand for BABA products. So, you know, it's going to be, it will create some bottlenecks. You know, I don't know what that will look like right now. The supply chain is extremely healthy, but the sooner you get those orders in, the better off you are, because you'll guarantee the delivery. You'll be able to meet your build milestones, access your money, and finish your deployment on time. So, you know, the supply chain for BABA is something that, again, is healthy, but there's just the reality that we will have 50 states building simultaneously. So the earlier you get your order in, the better off you are.
So if you were going to boil all this procurement down for a provider or another entity that is trying to manage their procurement process, especially when they're fulfilling opportunities for multiple funding programs at once, what would you say to them? What advice would you give?
So a couple of things. One, I would say lock in your pricing upfront in your application phase. Do not estimate how much you think something is going to cost based on back of the envelope projections or previous data, because, you know, there's going to be cost increases. There's going to be for labor and wage demand, and then, you know, BABA products are going to cost differently than non-BABA products. So there's, you know, lock in your pricing early. The NTIA rules on relaxing procurement for fixed amount bids is really beneficial. And so make sure that you are, if you're not in a state that is designating everything to be a fixed amount bid, then you should ask for that in your application. Say, we are submitting a fixed amount bid award. Because I believe the states are required to entertain that. And so therefore, it's allowable under the NTIA rules. It will benefit you to do that. And I'm not saying that you can't get competitive quotes up front, right? Get a couple of quotes. But the reality is that, especially for Buy America mandates, you're going to have a limited selection of goods to choose from. Companies are not going to be manufacturing their entire portfolio in the United States. There's going to be a limited amount of products that are being moved to the US. And so, you know, it's a little bit different than a standard RFP where you're looking for kind of the full amount of what's available to you. In this case, you have a much more streamlined version of products that you can select from. So it's going to require some management, some skill in this, but the sooner you can lock in and get those quotes, get that pricing, make it part of your budget, then the better off you are, because you don't want to find out that you underestimated or you can't get the products that you want, you're hoping for, and that, you know, you're going to have to shift to something else, which is going to cost more. So make sure you're doing all that legwork up front.
Thank you for listening to the Broadband Exchange, and thank you to our guest, Lori Adams, Vice President of Broadband Policy and Funding Strategy for Nokia. Nokia Rural Broadband Solutions help you create new revenue streams while delivering growth opportunities for your community. Let's work together to close the digital divide. In our third and final episode of the series, we'll talk with Lori about BEAD deployment challenges. Thank you for listening. Visit Telecompetitor at telecompetitor.com and feel free to drop us a line. And we'll see you in the next episode.